PV has been here with us before. Many of you do not need an introduction. Some of you have even visited he and his family on the field. He would welcome all of you to come and visit. His wife would as well. PV, come and share with us tonight. It's our pleasure to have you and introduce your family to us. His vision for India is great because his God is great. He's going to share with you tonight about what God is doing there in India. Thank you for being a part of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Since our God is a God who is the Lord of our lives and Lord of the universe, I believe whatever we do for him, we should never do a little thing for him. We should do everything we can do for him. He's worthy of all that we are, all that we are made to be. My wife and my daughter. Daughter will sing, wife will introduce the song, and I won't sing.
You're really fortunate that he won't sing. Thank you so much for your support and praying for us. We were talking about it on the way home that so many people came and talked to us after the service, and we really enjoyed that. I was born and raised in a state called Tamil Nadu, and for those of you who don't know, we live and work in my husband's state where he was born and raised. And though we are neighboring states, we speak entirely different languages, and my husband will promptly say, in more ways than one. So his language is Telugu and mine is Tamil, and for those who visited us, I fooled them really good. Jim Apple and Joe Miller and Craig Wallace and Nathan, Mr. Chuck Burgess' son. What I don't know in vocabulary, I made up in hand motions and loudness. So when my husband asked Dheeraj to sing, she said, would you come and explain the song to everybody here? And I said, why can't you do it? And you know, when you send kids away to college, they get very smart. So she turned around and she said, because my public speaking class I have not taken yet. So here's the Telugu song. She, of all three of our children, speaks Telugu the very, very best. So she's going to sing you a Telugu song. And it says, to him who is highly exalted and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, to him be glory and honor and praise forevermore.
I was in this church 2 years ago, and I'm really not sure if I sang this song for you guys before. So if I did, please bear with me. And you guys, anyways, don't understand it, so I guess it doesn't really matter. Achunata simhasanamupai Asinudavaina deva Achunata prema swarupi vinive Aradintunu ninne Aha
It was truly good to be in the service this morning. I had really enjoyed Pastor's preaching. He preached the most difficult aspect of God's justice with ease. And Jim said, our pastor today is kind of going over time. I think he saw you here in the congregation. The Indian is here, you can take a long time. But it was so good to hear you, Pastor. And you are in for something God has to do with this church in the days to come. That's how I feel. And praise the Lord for the answered prayers. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. I will not read the whole chapter or all the verses, but I'll just allude to them. chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And that verse should be explained by the verses above and the verses below. That's a simple hermeneutic. I will not go into all the verses. But one aspect that I've been thinking from this morning is the verses 9, 10, and 11. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That Jesus Christ is the Lord, that a confession that every human being will make one day or the other, in one place or the other. It could be here on earth, it could be under earth, it could be above the earth. That's kind of mind-boggling, but very simple. Since he is the Lord who made heaven and earth, since he is God who chose to come down to give his life a ransom for many, we are some of them. Since he is God who not only gave his life a ransom, who also rose again and is highly seated, a little expression has highly exalted. This Jesus Christ is high enough that every knee should bow. There is no earth that will say, I cannot. I will always say in terms of thinking, reaching the world for Christ. I would have men, women bow their knees to this master of the universe here on earth, and of course we will up in heaven. Missions is all about taking the good news of this master, Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life a ransom for many. We do not know who those many are. Every man, every woman I see is one of those many as far as I'm concerned. So I must proclaim, I must urge them that they bow their knee to this God who became man, gave everything that he might be my master, he might be my Lord. Communion was a good thing. It was a good solemn occasion. Never can I lay my hand on that communion without having to say, Lord, cleanse me here before I put my hand on it. It's a beautiful time. I was also thinking as I was taking part in the communion with you, I was thinking of Mount Zion. I was thinking of the place Craig would know, Jim and Joe will know, where we actually sat on the floor. We actually kneeled down in the time of prayer, where one cup is passed and taken part both for bread and wine. Not just Mount Zion, but I was also thinking of 23 villages I know of. God has sent more than 40 men that had come to Mount Zion to be trained as servants and to go and work in the Hindu communities. In those 23 villages, If you average about 30-35 people in each small nucleus of those churches, it's about 700 people that bent their knee on earth and called on the name of the Lord and said, "Thank you, God, you gave your body for me. You shed your blood for the forgiveness of my sins. You are my God indeed. You are my Lord indeed." 700 and more people bowing down to worship that God. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are highly exalted. That's what my daughter sang. You lost me, right? He who is seated on the highest place. Yep. How is that possible? Something nice we have really enjoyed, really comment on since we came. How come you all know our names? That tells something. That tells something. You pray. You give. That's how you remember those. I said, they get my name so easy, I'm going to make it difficult. Call me Party Banla Venkateswarlu. It's a refreshing. It's a refreshing that you say, "Hi, PV. How, Miss Joseph? Hi, how are you doing? We're praying for you." That's very special. We have truly enjoyed that warmth of love and concern and prayer. You've also sent some money toward the building on Mount Zion. That is, I always said this. There's a meeting after this. I left home, India, with 10 rupees in my hand at age 17. When I was 17, my mom, who's still alive, did not have 10 rupees. It's about a quarter of a dollar. But she borrowed from my relatives and said, "Son, here is the money." And I took 10 rupees, got to Madura train station, got into the train, rode up to Hyderabad. These guys know what that place is like. And 8 rupees is gone. There were 2 rupees left. 2 rupees is like a dollar. And the 2 rupees had to go for a rickshaw puller who will take me from train station to the person who invited me to come to the town. I did not know where it was. So all my 10 rupees were gone the same day. And then on, whatever God has done, it's simple, is a history of God's mighty acts in India. When we began that building, Craig was there. He's a great guy. You cannot forget if you took one walk on that property if you come to Mount Zion. I said, "Craig, you left your unforgettable footsteps on that place." He's a great guy to do those projects. Maybe you got to come back for the landscaping for this new building. he kind of got into the swing of it. We knew, he knew, I knew, we all knew at that time we didn't have any funds for this. But the backhoe is here. What will it cost to dig? $100? Let's go dig. So we dug the foundation. It's about a $100,000 project. 70% of it is done. I would like to see the Lord will allow us to use it for this academic year, end of June into July. That would put up 10 families to live there. We keep a family only for a year. In 10 years, we'll have 100 families that will go through. I want to thank you for being a part of that when you sent, and I thank you for what you have done or doing today. This also will go towards it. It's about $25,000-$30,000. Count the money, ushers. If it is less than $25,000-$30,000, pass it again. We'll finish it today, and we'll send it there, and it will be done. But I said, God is good. God is great. It's because of him what he is doing is being done. Can we have that being played? Okay.
A worshiping church in every village is the vision that God has planted in the heart of P.V. Joseph. P.V. was born in the village of John and Lagata. At age 17, he was unable to find work and decided there was no reason to live. During this time, he was introduced to the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He accepted Christ and immediately began sharing the gospel.
Patibanla Venkateswamy Joseph, otherwise known as PV. This is a story of how God picks a kid ready to kill himself and makes something out of him. Out of that saved, wretched man is born Vision 500 Indian to reach the villages of India.
After serving God in a Bible college setting, he went to the U.S. for additional training. While finishing his training, God began to work in his heart, giving him a burden to return to the village of his birth. His burden from God was to develop a worshiping church in every community. The question was, how? How would this dream become a reality? Knowing the culture and language has enabled PV to develop a plan to make this happen. For a worshiping church to be a light and witness, it requires three key components. Number one, people who know Christ. Number two, a pastor who is trained. And number three, a place for the people to worship God. In a country that is 99% Hindu and Buddhist, the opportunities to share Jesus Christ are endless. God provides many unique opportunities to share Christ in a culture that is hungry for spirituality, but devoid of knowing the one true God and His Son, Jesus. Once a person comes to Christ, one of the first things that occurs is they have a desire to worship with other believers. It is not uncommon for them to walk 1 to 2 hours on Sunday to worship. Often they will contact PV and say to him, "Can we have a church in our village?" As PV wrestled with how to make this happen, a process began to unfold. In order for a church to be established, it must have a pastor. However, the pastor needed to be trained to know and study God's Word, and then to shepherd the people. PV established Mount Zion Bible College for the purpose of training pastors to lead churches in the villages. The students come and study at the college for 3 years. Each weekday evening, during their 3 years of college, PV or one of the professors will take the students in a tractor to one of the local villages. The students will stand in the street and begin to sing and preach. This instantly draws a crowd. Other students begin to talk with the villagers and share the gospel. Some villagers will ask questions, invite students into their home, and even ask them to pray for them. This results in people choosing to abandon their own ways of religion and choosing to trust Jesus Christ and follow Him. During the students' second year at Mount Zion, they move to a village where they minister and shepherd the believers in that village on the weekends while attending school during the week and doing ministry in the evenings. This process continues into their third year as well. During the years of training, the wives of the students also attend classes out Mount Zion, and their children are provided schooling also at Mount Zion. After the third year, they graduate and are commissioned officially as a pastor. For the Hindu community, a church building, regardless of its core beliefs, is respected as a house of worship, as a place where God dwells. It is not uncommon for Hindus to come to pray in churches that the Mount Zion students have established. This provides an opportunity to introduce them to Jesus and the God of the Bible. Often the churches are started in homes. A strategic location is then identified to purchase land. This is important because of the caste system in India. High-caste Hindus will only go into certain places, into certain areas of the village, and low-caste individuals are not always welcome everywhere. A church in a high-caste believer's home may not welcome the low-caste believers, and a church in a low-caste believer's home would be a barrier for a high-caste Hindu who is seeking. A building in the right location, with the right design, will allow the church to minister to high- and low-caste communities together, which is largely unheard of in the country of India.
What are the steps to produce a worshiping church in every community? The process requires several important components. The first component is the establishment of a training center. 6 years ago, Mount Zion was a dirt-covered hillside. Since that time, PV and the students have planted trees which produce fruit and viable wood to sell, established a fence perimeter around the property, and overseen the construction of three facilities, including the recently completed classroom and dorm building. It is at this location that the training of the future pastors, their wives, and children occurs. Currently, 40 men, single and married, meet daily for 9 months for 3 hours in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon for instruction. There are 3 resident faculty members and several adjunct faculty members. The second component is the men going into the villages to spread the gospel each evening at a different village. Currently, they are ministering in 26 villages. 17 of these villages have pastors established. The third component is the construction of village churches. Currently, 8 villages have churches constructed. 3 additional villages have property and are anxious to build, and 7 are looking for property. The final component is a means for the pastor to be self-supporting. The goal from the beginning was for these pastors and churches to be self-supporting and not require ongoing outside support. There are multiple ways this is occurring. Originally, additional land was to be purchased to grow rice and other crops to sell. But due to escalating land costs, this option is increasingly cost prohibitive. Another option is to provide them with 2 or 3 water buffaloes, which they can breed and sell the milk to live off of. For the future, other means are being explored, including the development of trade skills and use of computers as a means of support.
So how can you be a part of the establishment of a worshiping community in every village? Well, there are 5 ways you can be involved. The first is to speak to God on their behalf daily. In a land of spiritual darkness, prayer is the ultimate weapon to defeat the enemy in the hearts of men and women. Would you commit to daily praying for PV, his wife Aruna, and the work in India through Mount Zion? Second, support a national missionary. The men who are in training leave everything to come and study to serve God. The cost to support a student is $100 a month. This includes their housing, tuition, meals, and training for the children. The single students are required to work for 2 hours daily to also assist in the general maintenance of the campus. For $3 a day, you can assist in preparing a man for full-time ministry. Third, sponsor a church. The average income in India is $1 to $1.50 a day. This makes it nearly impossible for the believers in a local church to raise the money to purchase land and build a church building. By using the local resources, land can be purchased and a building can be constructed for approximately $20,000 to $25,000. Instead of purchasing an investment property for your earthly future, you could invest in the lives of men and women for eternity. Fourth, sustain the ministry. Currently, 105 people reside at Mount Zion. The need to maintain the facility and develop the infrastructure is ongoing. Current major projects include the construction of married student housing and the development of the road system. Fifth, see and serve. To fully grasp the impact of this ministry, come and visit. PV and Aruna are gracious hosts opening their home all throughout the year. They will give you many opportunities to serve God in another part of the world and see the impact in this country starved for spiritual truth. Currently, 3 trips are being planned annually if you would like to observe the ministry and serve God in another part of the world.
Thank you for taking time to watch this presentation. How will God have you to be a part of this vision to advance the gospel of Christ in the villages, India, where the gospel is not heard even once? Will you?
For more information regarding this ministry, contact PV and his ministry team at vision500india@yahoo.com.
Thank you. Quickly, people said, PV, you seem to come to America that often. Yes, I do like you. I like America too. Especially this time of the year, March, April, and May, you don't want to be there. About 100, 115, 110. But besides being in a hot place, there's something else more serious than that. That's the time we take a break for the training program. I'm here almost every year, May, April, March, for one simple reason. I want to place before God's people there's opportunity we can take another 30 missionaries for training next year. That's the reason why I come back every year. Let God's people know. You know, this is a challenge I would like to leave before God's people. Without having to do any shortcuts on their giving, serving, doing different things in the local church. Would God have 30 families in his family on earth who would say, I can take one missionary in India for 3 years train a man, send a man. By the end of third year, actually a small nucleus of church planted. Would you pray that God will raise such people and families who would say, let me take a village from 24 to next. However, 500 is possible. You know why? It takes only 500 families that would say, let me do it. Would you be one of those 500? Would you also pray for 13 of those 23 I mentioned? They do not have a place of worship as yet. It'll grow better and do better in many ways when they have a small place of worship. How big is the church buildings? It's back there, a display out there. You can come and check. But thank you for being fellow missionaries with Christ and us. Thank you. Lord bless you.